This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My guest today is Thomas Fitzwater, who is the Center Director at Los Angeles Job Corps, which is the largest free residential education and job training program administered by the U.S. Department of Labor that helps young people ages 16 to 24 improve the quality of their lives by empowering them to get great jobs and become independent. Mr. Fitzwater, I am so excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for making time for me.
Yeah, Mariah, it's wonderful. I'm glad to be here and talk to your audience and about some important projects.
So as I mentioned to you before we started the interview, I wanted to interview you because I heard so many good things about your leadership and the type of boss that you are. And on this show, you know, I think leadership is so instrumental for anybody, whether they're working for, you know, a corporation or running their own businesses. Being a great leader is instrumental for any organization to succeed. So I'm super thrilled. I can't wait to dive in and talk about leadership and what you do to be a good leader. But before we jump into all of that, I love starting out with, what inspired you to join Job Corps 20 years ago?
You know what? It's a funny story, really. At the time, I came out of college as a teacher and looking for work, obviously. And there happened to be a lot of teachers. And I came across the program called Job Corps and didn't know what it was at the time, but it was interesting. And I was offered a job. So I got into the Job Corps program. And I've got to tell you this, and this is where the passion comes in for me. Once I got into the Job Corps program and started working with young adults that really did appreciate the time and effort you put into them, I was hooked. And so I've been in the Job Corps program since then, since coming out of college. And so it was really by accident that I really came across Job Corps. And it's one of those things that in life, you know, we all look for that job that we want to have, that we have fulfillment in. And for me, this is the program that that really did it for me. It met the intrinsic rewards that I needed to have as a person to be able to give back and to have the students appreciate what you're doing and show that appreciation. And when you talk about leadership, I try to carry that same passion with staff that I want them to have to be able to give back and feel good about what direction we're going in. So it was a blessing. I think it was really what started me working with young people, but also working with other people that when you appreciate other people's work, I think it just led me to the next position, a supervisor, a manager, a director, until I was a vice president at some time for our corporate company. But I will tell you this, I enjoy what I do and that passion makes a difference. And actually that's why I'm in LA right now. I decided that the VP position, I was away from the students, which gave me that energy that I needed to have. And I asked, there was, you know, this job, we had just won the contract here in Los Angeles. And I said, I'd like to go there. And so that is why I'm here and working with some wonderful people here in the LA area.
Amazing. I mean, it's so inspiring that you mentioned that these kids energize you. And I think that's really, it's a huge blessing to be able to find what you love doing, but then to be able to find something that energizes you within the work that you do, because no matter how much we love what we do, it does sometimes get frustrating and tiring, and the challenges can get in the way. But when you have kids, young kids especially, that energize you and you watch them succeed all because of the work that you do, I feel like there's nothing better than that in life. And I want to dive in a little bit about Job Corps. Can you share a little bit about what you guys do and how you help these young people improve the quality of their lives?
Thank you. Actually, Job Corps has been around since the mid-60s, and it was part of the War on Poverty that Lyndon Johnson had put in place. And we're surviving because it works. And we are the largest residential training program in the United States. And since it's operated by the Department of Labor, our funding comes from Congress. And so we need to make sure that we're doing a good job with our students and training them and getting them jobs, because that's what it's all about. We want to make sure that the students that we deal with have an opportunity to have a better life. And so they need the job skills. And some have maybe dropped out of school and realize what a stupid decision that was, and sign up for the Job Corps program. And we take the time to teach them, make sure that they have the skills. We work with employers to make sure our training is good. And it's amazing to me when you see the growth in young adults. But what truly makes the Job Corps program work is the residential component, because we can take that student out of their neighborhood environment and put them into a dormitories surrounded by people who care about them and want them to succeed. And we counsel them and work with them, and to see that student blossom and be able to not have that influence sometimes that our so-called friends have. And sometimes it's just a good environment that they just need to get away from mom and dad, like all young teens do at some point, you know, and then they realize that what mom and dad are telling them or their caretaker, that, hey, I guess they really do know what they're talking about. And but getting away from that helps a lot. But anyway, the students do well. The structure's here. And of course, the skills that they need to have. And we'll spend the time making sure they get their high school diploma or HiSET or whatever they need to have to, on the academic side, improving their skills and the trade that they want. And we have a large selection of trade here at the LA Job Corps Center. But like I say, getting the job is the most important thing. And the nice thing about the national program like Job Corps is truly that a student could be here in LA, but say, I want to move to Seattle or Boston if they wanted to. And we can pick up the phone. We've got Job Corps placers in all those areas. And we can they can look for jobs and work with them. And we work with those students up to a year after they've left the program. So we care about them while they're here, but we also care about keeping them going and getting a good job when they leave here.
So speaking of locations, you guys have 120 locations. That is amazing. Yeah. Now, tell me a little bit about when you were a VP. What was your job like to oversee? How many locations were you seeing? Or just, I would love to learn a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, the company that I work for is called Management and Training Corporation, and we are the largest contractor in the United States for Job Corps programs. We're actually involved in about 26 of those Job Corps centers. And so there's a lot of experience, and my job was really to, I had about 7 centers that I worked with, both in the Midwest and the East Coast area, and also in the South, and different times. And really it was the oversight of that, making sure that the quality programming was being offered to the students. And because of where I started out as an instructor, it was important to me that we really offered the quality services. So I would always measure and work with those centers to make sure that the students' needs are being met, that we're at this center, the staff are hired at this center for the students. And that should be our focus in making sure they have everything that they need to be successful. That's our job. And you need to have that caring heart, what I call a Job Corps heart, and being able to give to other people. And that was really when I oversaw that. And then, of course, working with the Department of Labor, I would be in D.C., obviously, making sure that our politicians were very well, the good program that we had, to make sure that they had examples of it. And we would introduce them to students. And, of course, they're always the best sellers for what we do. And they always do us proud. But it was more political and more oversight. And I just needed to get back into a center where I was dealing with students day to day. And that's one of the reasons I came to LA then.
I love it. I love it. Let's talk a little bit about the programs that are being taught. I know you guys have information technology, hospitality, automotive and machine repair, manufacturing, construction, finance and business, transportation, healthcare. I mean, wow, you guys covered everything that is really necessary. And I would say it's pandemic proof, clearly, because looking at this list, I'm just like, wow, such... The selection is so thought out. Tell me a little bit how you guys narrowed it down to focus on the main things. What elements or what did you take into consideration as you were selecting these professions?
Yeah, and that's a great question, because there's really two elements to that. You really have to be involved in looking at your labor market information. To stay ahead of the curve. What are the employers' needs? What workers are they looking for? What's the next trend of employment? Because certain jobs come and go. And to stay viable, you need to stay ahead, delete a trade, and maybe add on a new trade that we're working with. But we try to stay with the true trades that work with well. Obviously, healthcare is a big field right now with a lot of openings in it. And so we have a lot of different things in the healthcare field, from CNA and medical assistant, dental assistant, pharmacy tech, and even LVN. We're certified by the state as an LVN site. And so it's really looking at working in your employers, obviously. So you need to look at your labor market information. You have to have good communications with your employers. And that's really where we get the information from to help us select what trades are going to be beneficial, because we don't want to waste our time training somebody, a young adult, in a trade or vocation that in 5 years is going to, employment is going to be going down, or wages are going to be going down. So we do spend some time looking at research and trying to pick the trades, and actually working with the communities.
That's so helpful. I mean, to look at the department, the labor market for information, that's so amazing. Because I think the younger generation wouldn't even think of doing that themselves as they're trying to figure out what to do. So it looks like you guys are doing all the hard work.
Yeah.
About a little
Mariah, Yeah, it's such an important thing that when a student first arrives at the center, we spend almost 2 months with them looking at what trade they're interested in, or what career pathway, basically, that they're interested in, for 2 months, really, to narrow that down, to make sure that the skills they have or the skills that they want to go into works well for them. And again, looking at the money that they can make and what they need to have and what certifications is a good motivator for them right off the bat on what they need to do.
What is the process like in those 2 months as you're helping them figure out what trade they should select?
And we've got they go through goal setting. They do the labor market information also. We want them to choose a trade that they're interested in first. But there's a number of students, I wanted to come in as a welder, but as I did more research or did this, I have now an interest in another trade. But we will go have them learn about all the different trades, and we'll have them do assessment tests that we give them. In the skills and what they enjoy. And so we're trying to match up what their individual interests are in that'll lead to a job that they're going to be happy with. And we know if they're happy with the job and we give them the right skills and the certifications, that they can make a good living. So it's really looking at preparing them for the center. There's expectations if you're going to live here that if you see the dorms, they're immaculate, and the students take care of them. That's part of getting up. It's part of getting prepared for the workforce, is getting up in the morning, getting enough time to get a breakfast, clean your room, make your bed, take the trash out or whatever needs to be done, and go to work. go to school and come back. And in the evening hours, we have lots of recreational activities to keep them busy. And it works really well, but the students need to be responsible, and we're trying to teach them not only, I tell them that the training day is the training day, but what really is going to make them as individuals good workers to be on time and to be in, work in teams and appreciate your coworker comes from that time that you're outside the classroom and how you interact. And we spend time making sure that those skills they have. So it's a comprehensive program that starts out from the beginning with a lot of assessments to make sure that they've matched up to a good skill that matches for their personality and skill level.
What happens if they're halfway through and they change their mind about a specific trait that they selected?
You know, and that happens. One of the reasons is that we spend so much time on the front end is so to eliminate that as much as possible. But in some cases, it doesn't work out for the individual. The student is allowed to be enrolled in a Job Corps for 2 years. And there is an option that we have advanced training opportunities, but they switch their trade. You know, we talk about what they've done. The way I look at it, anytime you learn something, it is not it's not wasted. That skill is not wasted. You've learned something. So let's shift your gear as early as we can and get you into something that is more interest to you so that you can leave here and be happy with what you have.
Amazing. And then can we talk a little bit about the dorms? I learned that you guys have doctors, dentists, and you feed them lunch, dinner, breakfast. And I mean, that's better than some of the best college dorms that I've heard about. So tell me a little bit about that.
Now, it is, if you really think of a college setting with the dormitories and the recreation areas and the counselors and the medical facility, the cafeteria, everything deals with that. We have it all because they are here 24/7, and we make sure that they're taken care of. And so the staffing is appropriate for that. And that's all at no cost to the student. And so I say it's a free program. We provide books, materials. There's no cost at all. And to be truthful with you, they're even paid a stipend of anywhere from $30 to $50 every 2 weeks. And that's to help them with purchasing incidentals that has to do with just your deodorant and soaps and shampoos and whatever you need to do for your personal products. They're paid that. And if you've completed at the end of the program, you could get up to about $1,000 to help with relocation expenses. So there's a lot of incentives built into the program to keep them motivated. But again, the most successful part of it is the staff working with the students and making sure they have those employability skills that they need to have to be successful. And we want to incentivize that as much as we can.
Amazing. And my last question is, what would qualify a young person? How would they qualify for this program?
You know what it is? It's only for students between the ages of 16 and 25. You do need to enroll in the program before your 25th birthday. So the day before your 25th birthday, if you arrive on center, you would be eligible to continue on. I mentioned earlier that you're allowed to be here for 2 years. And there is an option to go on to a third year if you want to go into college, because we will pay for college for that extra year. Or with the Job Corps being a national program, as an example, if I'm in culinary arts and I want to become a chef now next, we have a chef school or advanced culinary arts in Treasure Island, which is in San Francisco. The student would transfer up there, continue their training, again, free. We have heavy equipment operator. You name an occupation of some kind, there's an advanced training program for it somewhere in the United States that student would be eligible to transfer to in the IT field, the healthcare field, any field, really, that they want to. So the opportunities are here. And it's wonderful that we're right here offering it out to the students in LA or qualifying. It is considered a low income, so there are some income requirements that's necessary. And obviously, a will to listen and learn and wanting a good future for yourself. And I always say to the new students when we get them, our young adults, you know, that we're so happy to have them here. And we're going to be working with them, and they now become part of our environment or part of our culture here on center. And I know they want more, and they deserve more. And so we're going to be able to give them more. And that's what we do. That's what we do.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.